So they might play baseball tonight.
I think they're likely going to play baseball tonight. Yeah, this stuff's moving out. So there we go. Braves and Royals, big series this weekend.
I think the wind, too, is going to help. You know, that's one of the things playing a lot of golf these days. Whenever there's wind after rain, you always feel good about it because it will just disperse that water and make it, you know, get the puddles out of there. Looks like Max Fried's going tonight against the Royals. What do you think about this strategy that they're using, guys, where I guess they're going to kind of save Chris Sale for when they think that when it could be an elimination
game. And believe me,
game.
Chris Sale had some input in that, too.
I believe that as well.
Of course he did.
Yeah, no, and we talked about it yesterday. It's like, man, is it fair to, you know, kind of keep these guys hanging on and approach them on the day of a game, right, or on the morning of a game or after the game the night before and say, okay, you're up. And I was like, man, I don't know if that's fair or not. You kind of split the middle if you're Snit, right? You kind of did a little bit of both. It's like, no, I'm going to tell all these guys when they're pitching, except you, Chris Sale, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to prepare you that you're going to go whenever we freaking need you.
And
so
plus,
I love
if you're facing like an elimination,
yeah,
all hands on deck.
Always.
So. Well, I do believe that Max Fried went in and said, I'd just assume stay on regular rest. Remember, he was the one guy that every time he was approached by the media or asked about the media with the six-man kind of the six-day rotation or six-man rotation, whatever you want to phrase it, he always said, yeah, I kind of like going every fifth day. It's kind of my habit, and I enjoy staying in my routine, which I have no issue with.
No, he's also trying to optimize what his outing could potentially be because, you know, he's going to be looking for a contract, probably from the Dodgers.
Don't underestimate the Mets spending power.
Yeah. I've also heard Orioles, a couple of people.
And Grant said yesterday,
so
the Dodgers have dumped a lot of money in their starting pitching. So.
Well, now with that, I mean, yeah, I mean, then you played Ohtani and everybody else.
Right.
I was going to say they got a Cy Young Award winner or
Mookie
potential
Betts.
Cy Young winner coming back next year from Tommy John.
Yeah.
But, Max Fried will not be here next year.
No. Well, no. And it's nice to hold on to the hope. But when people tell you how they do business or who they are, if you don't listen, it's on you. And they have told you, this team has told you, no one will defend Alex Anthopoulos as much as me.
And he appreciates that, too.
But what he's told you, Rob, I'm sure it does. But what he's told you is when a guy gets to free agency, he will not meet that market value that they're going to get. And market value as a free agent and a guy that's closed out a World Series and been dominant like Max Fried has is going to tell you he's going to get paid top dollar, just like Dansby and Freddie did.
And plus, Max Fried has his injury history as well, and that's going to throw a wrench into the negotiations in a lot of ways, as far as Alex Anthopoulos goes.
I don't know that it will. I mean,
I think it totally does.
But it's just funny to me, you look around guys there's guys that have come off Tommy John. Heck, we talked about the Dodgers. Which one's the Dodgers pitcher that hadn't even thrown for them this year? So
Shohei Ohtani is one of the guys.
Well, that's a good point, too. But, you know, you talk about some of the players that are coming off injuries and doing other things. It just, if you can pitch, you can pitch. You're going to make a lot of money. It just... And going back to it, too, I do love the fact that he has basically told Chris Sale that you're going to go in the high-leverage situation. His demeanor, and we talked to Smoltz about this the other day, because his demeanor is a lot like John Smoltz, right? He's kind of got that Max Scherzer just bulldog mentality about him on the mound, which is awesome to watch. So I think if you're a Braves fan and you're lining up, and obviously there's some good options, but you're lining up Chris Sale with that bulldog mentality to go in that game with everything on the line, it's going to be nice to watch.
And I saw the narrative already being pushed, and I think it was from last night, and said, and I think it's interesting and always important to put the, you know, talk about all these things. Well, they don't make the playoffs the way that, and Sale doesn't get to pitch in a meaningful game again. They're going to be second guessed. And I just sat there and I thought about it for a second. And I go, no. They're really not, because I think when you look back on this season, you're going to say, hold on a second, the Braves lost Riley for a quarter of the season. They lost Albies for at one point a quarter of the season. They lost Acuna for almost the entire season. They lost this guy. They lost Spencer Strider for the entire season. They lost so-and-so for Michael Harris for over a quarter of the season.
Well, Kranick, the pitching coach.
Yeah, he's been gone.
I don't know what issues. Yeah, he's been gone.
I think some family stuff maybe. I don't want to speculate, but I know there's family issues. I remember hearing
the
reason.
The absurdity of it when he's not even around, too.
Yeah, and I think they're going to say, and you're telling me they had a weather issue that cost them days in a pivotal series, And you're going to tell me they went into the final five games and they had a chance to make it, and they decided to make a decision that the pitcher was in on? No, no one's going to say that. No one is going to question that. What they're going to say is, what a phenomenal job by this front office and coaching staff to get them to this point.
And the cast-offs, too, the rejects. Mm-hmm. Credit to them for coming in, at least keeping the ship above water.